All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome in to Daily Faceoff Live, your go-to source for everything hockey, live every weekday at noon Eastern.
Welcome in to a Thursday edition of Daily Faceoff Live, streaming live on the Daily Faceoff YouTube, where we're looking for inbox questions for later in the day, so drop those in. The show, as always, brought to you by Betano. Betano is the official partner of Copa America 2024. Taking the beautiful game to new heights. They got odds for everything up at Betano. The game starts now at betano.ca. Colby, I know you're not a big soccer guy. What was your second sport growing up?
Baseball, lacrosse, tennis. I kind of played a little bit of everything, actually. But I was a better baseball player than a hockey player probably till like ninth grade. So I loved all sports. My parents wouldn't let me play football, but everything else I was doing.
Colby Cohn, star center fielder?
I probably got a little too slow and long for that as I got older. So it was a good thing I went with hockey.
Yeah, it is. Cause then you wouldn't be here, Colby, and we wouldn't be doing 30 minutes of straight hockey talk. Let's dig into things. And there were a handful of interesting results last night around the NHL, but I want to start with another victory for the Nashville Predators. And this one felt like a bit of a statement for Andrew Brunette and company as they continue to keep pace, or I should say stay ahead of the Vegas Golden Knights for the top wild card spot in the Western Conference. And look at this team, 38-25-4, Colby. There's one number that really has me believing I might need to change my tune on the Predators, and it's that goals for per game. Listen, it's only league average, but still, that's way better than what the Predators have been in the past. Are you starting to maybe believe they're 8-0-2 in their last 10? Could they be a dark horse team to maybe win a playoff round?
I don't think so, Tyler. I really don't. And that's not to take away from how they've played over this last stretch. And you can't forget, you know, they're rolling out a first pair of Roman Josi and Ryan McDonagh. And pound for pound, it's one of the most elite, dynamic offensive defensemen in the NHL. Maybe the most underrated, smartest two-way defensive sort of defenseman in the NHL, and Ryan McDonagh. But I just don't think once they get into the playoffs, they're a team that's going to win. And part of the reason for that is I think they're peaking a little bit too early. And I think playoff hockey has started for them weeks ago. So I wonder what kind of gas they're going to have as the playoffs start. And I watched the game against Winnipeg last night, and I've gone back and forth on this a little bit, Tyler. I didn't think Winnipeg had a good night. I don't think they had any energy. I thought they were careless with the puck. I thought they played right into the transition and the way that Roman Josi and his group likes to get up and down the ice. Look, you still got to give Nashville, you know, credit. They smother you defensively. John Goyen showed the clips of how they defend the house. But also, Winnipeg did not show up for that hockey game. So I go a little bit back and forth on, was it just a dominant performance by Nashville? Was it an egg by Winnipeg? Probably somewhere in between. But no, I do not believe this is a team that's going to win rounds in the playoffs. But I do think it's safe to say they look like they will get in and be a playoff team.
Yeah, they're going to be a playoff team. And while I agree with you, like, I don't think I would pick them to win a series against, honestly, any of the teams holding a divisional spot, unless something kooky were to happen and they were to somehow stumble into a matchup with like the LA Kings. But I will say, we kind of joked earlier in the year, maybe December, January, that it felt like there was a clear cut top seven in the West. And whoever gets that eighth seed, it's going to be the old waste of 8 days. I don't think that's true anymore when you consider they have UC Saros, who can single-handedly probably win you a game or two in a best of seven if he's on. And the fact that Andrew Brunette has this team scoring, you just saw their goals per game on the year. While it's only 14th in the league, and you know that's not blowing the doors off, they're not an offensive juggernaut. Consider that's their third highest goals for per game in franchise history, Colby. Their second best number since the 09-10 season. Like, this is a team that's always struggled to score, and Andrew Brunette's getting something out of them. So their forward group on paper, I mean, it doesn't blow you away by any means, but I mean, Philip Forsberg, really damn good. Ryan O'Reilly, really damn good. Guys like Tommy Novak, Luke Evangelista's having a good year. Like, they have pieces lower in that lineup who I think can surprise you. So, yeah, I don't think they're going to win a round, but I think they maybe deserve a bit more respect than us and others were giving them early in the year.
Yeah, I think that's a fair statement. And you subtract Ryan Johansson out of that group and Matt Duchene out of that group, and now you're getting more offensive output. I think it's safe to say that Barry Trotz looks like he might be as good at being a general manager as he was as a head coach. We shall see.
Another one, another big one last night. The Edmonton Oilers go. They score the touchdown. They kick the extra point. They hang a seven spot on the Washington Capitals. And among the goal scorers was finally Connor Brown, Colby. His first goal of the year. And we're 75% of the way through the year. It goes in off his skate, but it counts. You can see the big smile on Connor Brown's face here. And the crowd started, I mean, I was in the building last night. They were throwing hats on the ice. They were chanting his name. Was it funny, or was it maybe just a little bit too much laughing at him, not with him maybe?
Well, I think if you're Connor Brown, you've got to take it as people are laughing with you, not at you, because at the end of the day, Edmonton supports their hockey team as good as any place in the NHL. They love their hockey. You see him smiling. You know his teammates are giving him shit. You know it's something they're all talking about, laughing about. I'm sure he got the belt or whatever, although Zach Hyman obviously had a pretty impressive game himself. And look, I texted you 3 minutes into this hockey game. They get on a 4-minute power play, and the first couple of minutes of the power play doesn't look very good. It really doesn't. Okay, Leon Draisaitl costs the puck up like 3 or 4 times before he scores that power play goal. I texted you, and then no joke, 40 seconds later, Draisaitl scores a goal. And what did I say? I'll just shut up now, because clearly Draisaitl knows something that I don't know. Look, they got off to a hot start. They made Washington look old and slow. They took their hope away early. Zach Hyman on pace for who knows how many goals the way this guy's scoring. Continues to just go to the net. He's easily going to get 50 this year. The question is can he push it to 60? Maybe 55, 60. I think he could, the way he scores in bunches. And, you know, this is all without Ekholm on defense last night, who's a really important part of that decor. So, give the Oilers credit. Skinner made a couple of major timely saves, especially when it was still close and tight early in that hockey game, and they were able to keep Ovechkin from scoring on the power play. He got an assist, but they blocked a couple of his one-timers, so it was a good effort. It really was for the Edmonton Oilers.
Yeah, you mentioned Hyman, fourth hat trick of the year, up to 46 goals on the year. And I don't know if you saw that.
$5.5 million.
Yeah, GMs kind of say, like, if a player is giving you a point per $100,000, right, then you're usually happy with the contract. Like, that's kind of the bare minimum. Zach Hyman this year might give you a goal per $100,000, which is just insane value. Connor McDavid had a three-point night as well. When you look at the Art Ross race now in the league, he's 9 back of Nathan MacKinnon with a handful of games in hand. But McDavid at 81 assists, Colby, with 18 games to go in the season for the Oilers. Do you think he can get to that 100 assist mark? That is something that I think it's Mario, Wayne, and Bobby Orr are the only players to have done it.
I think he can. I do. And I think because it's in sight, I think he's going to take his game to another level. But I hope it doesn't keep him from shooting the puck more, right? We always want to see Connor McDavid be a little more selfish. We always even want to see Leon Draisaitl be a little bit more selfish. But look, I think that this guy has shown us that there's no better hockey player in the world. There's probably no guy who's ever been better, ever, you know, as far as skill. And I know it's hard to compare different eras, different, you know, everything is different. But look, I think it's within reach. Nothing is ever off limits for Connor McDavid.
So 100 assist seasons in the NHL, it's been done 13 times. Bobby Orr did it once, Mario Lemieux did it once, Wayne Gretzky did it 11 times, including a 163-assist season back in 85-86. It's bananas, but if McDavid could add himself to that class, like again, it's one of those things that only the Mount Rushmore players of the game have ever really done. So it's quite something that Connor McDavid's chasing. He's not shooting the puck as much this year, but the vision in the passing, it's obviously still there for 97. Let's head out east and go to Toronto. Just a quick little news hit in Toronto where they extended Bobby McMahon. And listen, I'm not going to sit here and applaud the Leafs. I'm like, oh my God, what an amazing 2-year deal, $1.45 million a year, sure. This is more about the player for me, Colby. This is a guy who didn't crack the NHL until age 26, got like a little 10-game run. Finally, this year becomes a full-time NHLer at age 27, scores 2 goals in his first 26 games, and then tacks on 8 in his last 14, and it gets him paid. I mean, just a cool story to see a guy, Wainwright, Alberta product. Shout out to Wainwright. But a guy who, again, fringe pro at some points, finds a way to establish himself late in his 20s.
Spent a lot of time in the East Coast League. Like it seemed early in his career when he came out of Colgate that he was playing as many games in the coast as he was in the American League. So he had to establish himself as an American League player. Nothing was handed to this guy. I go back to a couple of months ago when he got that 5-minute major against Pittsburgh. He absolutely crushed a defenseman. I can't remember who the defenseman was. It was a Russian defenseman. He's going to dump the puck at the red line. McMahon is heading him off. I thought it was a good hit, right? He gets a 5 in a game, no suspension. And then it seemed like after that, I started hearing his name more. I started taking note of him more. He scores some goals. He figures in a couple of nights when they're missing bodies. He's been able to move up and down the lineup. He plays on the third line with Matty Nyes, who's a hell of a player in Toronto. And I think this is important. You need guys who make $1 million that are productive or can give you some level of production, because we know about all the money that they have tied up into the big four. So you need guys who you can count on at that $1 million level. And it sounds like the Leafs think that that's going to be Bobby McMahon.
Yeah, the Leafs starting to feel like they're locked into a playoff matchup with the Boston Bruins already, with 15, 16 games to go in the year for each of those teams. Toronto, 82 points. Tampa Bay is 8 back of them. And Boston and Florida, there's starting to be a bit of a gap there at the top of the Atlantic. Want to wrap up with something that's been popping up at different points throughout the season, Colby, and it's these expansion rumors in the NHL. It obviously started when Ryan Smith in Salt Lake City said he's having conversations with the league. He comes out, and now we have a second group in Atlanta, which involves Anson Carter, that's talked about bringing an NHL team back to Atlanta. There's always been the rumblings of Houston. We know Canadians love to throw Quebec City into the mix. When you look at the idea of the NHL being the first of the big four in North America to expand to 34 teams, I cannot wrap my head around how it makes sense outside of NHL owners are sitting there going, we could get a check for $1 billion and an expansion fee now from a couple of people. Like, yeah, any other reason is just, it's bullshit. Like, there's no reason outside of the owners wanting a couple of big checks to be considering this.
It would just be pure greed. And right now, to be honest, The Arizona Coyotes are embarrassing. Okay, we saw the news yesterday about this new proposed site It's far from a done deal. If it were to happen, it wouldn't be for almost five more years. So that would mean five seasons at Mullet Arena. If anything, let's talk about relocating the Arizona Coyotes to Salt Lake City. But I mean, come on, how many times are we going to try this whole Atlanta, Georgia thing? I don't know. It seems greedy. You look at NHL rosters right now, a lot of teams have players that are American League players. And I'm all for opportunity. I'm all for jobs. But I don't want the NHL to get watered down. And I think right now they're on the edge of that. They really are. Guys are playing in this league that probably shouldn't be. Guys are playing earlier in this league than they should. And you look at rosters like Chicago. You look at rosters like San Jose. They're full of American League players. There's not even enough NHL caliber players right now to fill what we have. So let's not kill the product and put more of those guys in the league that shouldn't be. But again, I'm all for jobs. I want hockey players to get paid. I want there to be revenue. But let's think about growing the bases that we have before we go start jumping into new markets or old markets for the third time.
And also, like, 32 is a fantastic number. 50% of the teams make the playoffs. It divides perfectly into your four divisions of eight, two conferences of 16. You can have nights where, you know, you have nothing but interdivisional matchups if you wanted to. Like, 32 works so well. 34 is so clunky. Half 34, 17. You can't do the whole equal conferences thing. Like, it just feels so stupid. And especially to have Atlanta in the mix, nothing against Atlanta, but I'll make a point that Frank makes all the time. Atlanta's not a good sports town. It's a great city, but they don't sell out playoff games for the Atlanta Braves. So why do we think that a third go in Atlanta would work? It's just, it's so dumb, and it drives me nuts when this storyline pops up all the time. But I digress. I could rant about it for the next 10 minutes, but we got to keep the show moving along, Colby, and get to this week's edition of the All 32 with Lance Lysowski. The All 32 is delivered by DoorDash, 25% off and zero delivery fees for our Canadian listeners when you download the DoorDash app and enter the promo code NATION25. Groceries, restaurants, and more, all delivered right to your door with DoorDash. Dash that for the win. When we need Buffalo Sabres talk, we go to Lance Lysowski from the Buffalo News. Lance, appreciate you hopping on the show once again. And the big story right now in Buffalo is Bowen Byram. He's taken over. Talk to you a little bit about Bowen Byram's immediate impact with the Sabres and what's been so impressive about his game.
No, he fits perfectly with the way they want to play. Gets up in the play, aggressive, helps them get out of their own zone, but he's also quick to defend. And they haven't eased him into the lineup. He's playing 25 minutes a game. He's on the power play. He's on the penalty kill. He's on the first pair with Rasmus Dahlin. And what's really just impressed me is just how smart he is, how he thinks the game. Like, his talent has never been the question. It's only been health. He's put himself in bad spots at times where he's left himself susceptible to hits that have knocked him out of the lineup for times. That's something that he's going to have to take care of. But right now, you know, when you lose your captain, Kyle Okposo, and your leading scorer, Casey Mittelstadt, in the same week, you need to bring in help, especially when this is a season where they needed to break that playoff drought. It's going to be quite the mountain to climb for them to gain ground and dig themselves out of the hole they created. But he's been a jolt in their lineup, and it's really given hope to that room that, you know, it's not like a slight step back rebuild type of situation. They brought in a guy who they feel is going to help them be better. And so far he has, in different ways than Mittelstadt, of course.
Yeah. And I think with Byram, I think taking the gloves off of him or the handcuffs or whatever you want to say, that's the right decision, because he's been sort of, you know, protected in Colorado. There was never opportunity to behind Makar, behind Taves. So now they're like, go spread your wings and go just be you. And clearly it's working. I'm sure he'll come back down to earth at some point, but he is a tremendous player. And I think people are going to really get to see just how good he is. Here's another young guy I want to ask you about, Lance. Devin Levi. And I know he's been in the minors more than not this year. My co-host on Morning Cup of Hockey picked him to be the Calder winner this year. I told Johnny, you're insane. Goaltenders, it just doesn't work. I thought the plan by putting him in the NHL right away, I didn't think that was a smart decision. How is the organization feeling about his progression in his first full season pro? And do they still look at him as the quote-unquote savior to the net long-term?
Well, right now, Ukko Pekalukin and his numbers since January 1st, he's among the best in the league. So right now, he's the number one guy in this organization. Now, Devin Levi, I think, you know, he went on that great run late last season where he won games in Madison Square Garden against the New York Rangers. He beat the Rangers at home. Like, he almost beat the Florida Panthers on the road in a game the Sabres had to win. Like, he has performed at a high level at big stages, even at a young player in the NHL, which really tempted this team to try to push him further. How much can he accomplish? Is he going to be the guy who accomplishes what really no other goalie has, going right from NCAA to NHL? And he hit a wall. It showed that he has areas of his game that he needs to improve. Now, he's been exceptional in Rochester. It's where he needs to be. Like, you need to be patient with goaltending prospects. And Ukko Pekalukinen is a classic example of it takes time. You have to stick with guys. There's going to be ups. There's going to be downs. And Levi has gone through those this season. Right now, though, he's on a really good track in Rochester. Like, the Amerks need to get in the playoffs so he can play playoff-level hockey. He is carrying them right now. You know, right now, this organization, they're going to have to sign UPL to a contract this summer. He's an RFA. That's going to be an expensive ticket, whether it's a 3-year, 5-year deal. But it sets up nicely next season, guys, to where they're not going to have to rush Levi into the number one job. Now, their plan is to have him in the NHL and have that as their tandem, UPL and Levi. Now, of course, that can change. We'll see what happens down the stretch. But right now, like, having Luukkonen break through and perform like this, it is so big for Levi to where it almost saved this organization from itself and forced them to finally break up their 3-goalie depth chart and put Levi where he belongs. And it's not even just performance based, really. It's he needs those games. He needs those reps to where you're not having that pressure to be the number one NHL guy. And you can perform and work on your game in a different setting. And Rochester, with the talent that they have, it's a good place to do it.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You mentioned UPL, best save percentage in the NHL amongst starters since Jan 1. You look at the Sabres' record since Jan 1, well, better than it was before Jan 1. Is it too simple to just say they finally started getting some saves? What else kind of started to go right for the Sabres around the midway point of the season?
Team defense has definitely improved. Forwards in particular, they're starting to backcheck better. Their details are more in tune. Like, This coaching staff, this organization, when they brought up young players like Paterka, Quinn, and there are others, even Owen Power, right? Like, you were able to break young players in the league, and you had to sort of let them play through their mistakes. Now, when the expectations are different, the standards are different, and gradually it took them too long, they did improve their team defense a bit, where if you look at the high danger chances since January 1st, it's trending in a much better direction. Like, this organization needs to be a better defensive group. Like, last year they scored a lot of goals, but that's not sustainable. They're trying to find an identity that is sustainable, that it's going to allow them to win. And yes, UPL is a huge part of that success, but they're also defending better. You know, now they need to fix the power play, because that's the one area it's killing them. You know, that's where you're seeing the drop in points in production from guys like Thompson, Tuck, and others.
They are only 5 points back of the Islanders. I know the Islanders have a couple games in hand, but even though they're staying somewhat in the race, I want to take a bigger picture look at the Sabres to wrap this up. This summer, how aggressive do you think they're going to be turning this thing around? Is it still stay the course, elevate some young pieces, or do you think this is a summer where I mean, we just saw them make a big trade at the deadline with Mittelstadt for Byram. Do you think we could see more big moves like that in Buffalo?
Absolutely. I think they're at the point now with the prospects they have signed, the ones they have in Rochester, they have to deal from that area's strength and draft picks. They have plenty in this organization now where you have the ammunition, you have the cap space, and they have to go get a center now. They lost Mittelstadt. It's a huge loss. There's no doubt about it. You look at the lineup. It created a big hole that is going to take time to fill. Peyton Krebs, is he going to be the guy who steps in as the 3C? Right now, there's some serious questions about whether he's ready to make that jump, given the way that his development has gone. So I do see them going out and getting a center. They've got to tweak their D a little bit because now they've got seven left-handed guys. They got two on the right. How is that going to play out? Dahlin's really good on his right, so they're okay with that. But what does it mean? Do they need to go grab a more physical defenseman, somebody who's harder to play against? You know, they want to reshape their bottom six a little bit, but that Byram move it's the precursor to much more to come for this summer for sure.
Will be an interesting stretch drive and an interesting summer in Buffalo. Lance, appreciate your time today, man.
Always a pleasure, guys. Take care.
Lance Lysowski from the Buffalo News. Big shout out to him for hopping on quickly. Let's get to our hashtag AskDFO inbox question. It's brought to you by Tourism Jasper. Spring cabin properties are opening up soon. And don't forget spring skiing. It is unbelievable this time of year. It's still winter up at Marmot Basin, and they got discount lift tickets going on. Head to jasper.travel/current deals for more info. Colby, we got to get you up to Jasper one day.
Next year I will be coming. Hopefully you don't pull my feet out from under me like you did this year when you cut me from the team roster. So we'll revisit that next year. I'll have my agent get in touch and we'll go from there.
That is bullshit. Let's go to the YouTube chat. Someone was asking about if it's more difficult for a forward or a defenseman to transition to a new team when they get traded. Colby, the way I wanted to flip this to you, I mean, you obviously had a bunch of different D partners in your career. What's the toughest part about adjusting to a new D partner?
I think it's just that sort of sixth sense and that predictability is probably the best word that I want to use. I know Carter Hutton used that word so often during the trade deadline special that we did here on DFO. And I think that's the perfect word, is that you get really used to playing with somebody. And then that can get really upended. I mean, from my own experience, my entire college career, I played with Kevin Shattenkirk. I played on the offside, but I knew where he was going to be. There was this sixth sense, right? I got to pro hockey. My whole training camp was with John Michael Lyles every preseason game, even my first couple league games. And you get to know a guy so you can predict and know where he's going and what he's going to do. So I think the predictability factor is really what it comes down to. But look, it is difficult, especially when you get a new partner and a new system. Are you man-to-man? Are you playing a layered look? Are you partial man-to-man, but out high, it's more of a layered zone? Every team does it a little bit differently. Do the forwards back pressure the puck, or do they back pressure the weak side? So does that give you the ability to stand up more on the strong side? There's a lot of things that you take for granted when you have predictability and familiarity that you lose when you switch teams, switch systems, switch D partners.
There you go. That's the insight we like from the former NHLer. Let's move along to our daily bets presented by Betano. The game starts now at betano.ca. Couple of plays for you tonight, including a shot prop parlay. We need to, though, pause. Moment of silence. They finally moved Bobby McMahon's line to 2.5. It just hurts. We made a lot of money off Bobby McMahon's shot prop when it was 1.5, but we'll find a new friend. Logan Cooley and Adam Fox have both crushed this in 4 of their last 5. And when I say crushed it, they're not just getting 2 shots. Logan Cooley specifically has done 3, 4, 5 shots in some of those games. So I love playing these two together at a nice, juicy +168. Shout out to Betano. The game starts now at betano.ca. Colby, that brings us to garbage time with our friends at Wendy's. And how about this? Does that look comfy to you, Colby? The Nuggie? Oh,
that looks something. We call my daughter Nuggins. You know, that's her nickname. So maybe we got to get her a Nuggie.
If you want to be one of the exclusive few that can bring home a Nuggie, you need to follow Wendy's Canada on TikTok and check in daily at 3:49 p.m. Eastern from March 11th to 15th to see how to get one. And in the meantime, $3.49. That's how much it costs for a six pack of nuggets at Wendy's. So you can be a winner at lunchtime and you can get a little cozy by following Wendy's Canada on TikTok. Colby, garbage time today. If you've been on Twitter at all as of this morning, you'll know the big story. The Pittsburgh Penguins announcing they can't give out their 17,000 Jaromir Jagr bobbleheads because someone stole them. This is insane.
Whoever stole these, whenever this they catch you, I hope they throw the book at you. I hope you get 50 years to life because this is a cardinal sin. And I'm from Philadelphia. All these fans are going to be excited. They want their Jaromir Jagr bobblehead. Shit, I want a Jaromir Jagr bobblehead. This is so disappointing for the fans in Pittsburgh who have very little to be happy about right now when going to hockey games. So come on, all right? Take the bobbleheads back. What kind of asshole are you to steal Jaromir Jagr bobbleheads? Give them the max sentence, Tyler.
I'll throw this your way. Which scenario's more funny? The idea that someone planned a heist to steal 17,000 bobbleheads, or if someone just stole the truck and opened it up and was like, holy shit, there's nothing but Jaromir Jagr bobbleheads in here.
I mean, honestly, I hope it's number two. I really do. Because if you're planning to steal those bobbleheads, well, there's something wrong with you. Even more than if you were stealing money, like that's not okay. But like, all right, I can understand that sort of, but like, give him the book. Give him the chair. All right. Give him the chair.
All right. That is a wrap on today's edition of the show. Shout out to Wendy's. You can play the Daily Faceoff Survivor game now at dailyfaceoffsurvivor.com and win delicious prizes from our friends at Wendy's. Big shout out to Lance Lysowski, our producer, Gavin Turnick, Pat Puff on the graphics. And you, Colby, we got one more show together. We're making you work 5 days this week. So we'll be back tomorrow at noon Eastern. We'll see you then.
Thanks for tuning in to Daily Faceoff Live. Make sure you hit the subscribe button to never miss an episode.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
All right, hockey fans, listen up because we've got something special coming your way this playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and let me tell you, it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game day, you're going to be faced with 4 questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle. And here's a sneak peek into some of those questions we'll be firing your way. First up, you got to pick the winning team. That sounds simple, right? But there's more. You got to decide if the total amount of goals in the game will be over or under a certain amount, and that's where the real strategy starts to kick in. Next up, you're picking who's going to find the back of the net first, and you're going to want to be careful because that's one that could be cooked early on in the game. And finally, you got to predict which period is going to be the highest scoring. Will it be a barn burner in the first, a shootout in the second, or a nail biter in the third? That's up to you to decide. Now let's talk about prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? For the daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards to treat yourself to some fresh Nation gear, and you might even win a jersey from your favorite team. And for the big dogs, those who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Play now at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.